Welcome back to Proactive. I'm joined on the line now by Rob Clements, who is the Chief Commercial Officer at MGC Pharmaceuticals. And a very warm welcome to you as always, Rob. It's good to see you. How are you getting on?
I'm fine, thank you, Tom. Nice to see you too. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon indeed. And you've enrolled the first patient on your data collection app. And I believe it's also a machine learning algorithm apparently as well. What can you tell us about it?
Yes, we have. The ZAM app. Which, as you rightly say, is an AI-driven machine learning algorithm. We have enrolled our first patient in a study setting situation with the view to learning more about how our own system operates and watching it learn in time. And also, obviously, to assist the doctor and the patient within this study to gather data effectively and easily. It's a feature of modern pharmaceutical medicine that when I started my career didn't exist, and now I believe is very much the future, in not just in trial settings but in clinical settings.
It's what they call med tech, I believe.
Indeed it is. It is a growing sector we see everywhere, and beyond our own company, and certainly beyond the use of everyday apps, that med tech is becoming a really rapidly growing sector. And there's some serious innovation going on out there, not just from us, but from other people too. I think the world will look very different in another 10 years' time.
I'm sure. So looking at your particular app, ZAM, I imagine people put data into it manually, and then the machine learning algorithmic part is all about interpreting that data. Is that right?
Yeah, in simple terms, patients or their carers or potentially their physicians, depending on the trial or the clinical setting, enter data, what drugs they're taking, how they feel, well-being scores, concomitant medicines, everything you can think of, really, depending on what you're actually trying to analyze. And over time, that builds into a picture of the individual patient and, of course, of the cohort of patients, which provides feedback to the patient themselves in terms of how they're doing. But also to their physician in terms of potential treatment options or ways in which things might be different. So it's really there as a tool, as a doctor's assistant, to just try and improve and make life easier for prescribing physicians.
So, Rob, is this something that you've cooked up in order to help purely with your clinical trials and studies, or is it a standalone product that you ultimately hope to market?
Well, it is ultimately a standalone tool. Not just within our cannabis sector or within our broader range of products, but it could be applicable to any disease in any setting, whether clinical trial or whether in a prescribing environment. So the future is very open in terms of what we could potentially do with it, partly, yes, commercially, and partly as a service to medicine, because if it's improving the quality of prescribing, then if you know that you have great products, then you're going to make sure that within a sector, you're utilising a tool that makes sure that the benefits of that product or the shortcomings of not using it are highlighted. So it's broad. I know that's not meant to be a woolly answer. It's that actually I think the applications and uses for this kind of technology are probably endless. We're only just, like I say, right at the beginning of that journey, making sure that it works for patients, making sure that doctors are getting what they need. We are not in the business of foisting another app on the medical community. This is about good practice.
Understood, Rob. So obviously that's been a bit of a focus for the company if it's culminated in an announcement like this. So what is going to be the next thing coming down the line, Alice, do you think?
Well, in terms of the med tech side, in terms of the use of ZAM, we'd like to see, and we will see, more patients enrolled in this particular study that we've announced. But also in other studies, in other parts of the world, we're going to apply the technology to those as well. And we're going to learn as much as we can, as fast as we can, to refine that offering. In terms of MGC more generally, we have quite a busy program coming up for the next 12 months in terms of our business activities, but also in terms of our trial program. So you'll be hearing from us in the not too distant future on some of those very good bits and news.
Lovely stuff. Well, I shall look forward to it, Rob. And in the meantime, thank you very much for your time today and take care.
No problem at all, Thomas. Nice to see you again. All the best.